This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. So thrilled to be able to welcome you into hour number two tonight. We've got a big hour for you. If you love the American stage, if you love Broadway, if you love live theater, if you are one of these people that maybe at some point in time planned a trip to New York City just to come see a Broadway show in the context of actual Broadway, of course, there's a lot of touring shows that go across the country nationwide. And tonight, we are going to celebrate everything about the American stage, primarily through the reopening of Broadway. Let me just give you some insight. If you're joining us on Radio Night Live here on the Saturday edition, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you here, welcoming you in. We had a very special event last night at the Hunt and Fish restaurant on West 44th Street between 6th and Broadway in Manhattan. And the theme to the entire thing was to broadcast for Broadway, to get people to be excited about the reopening. We've had some of the really big shows, Lion King, Phantom, Hamilton, Chicago, they've all reopened. It is very exciting to see the streets in the Broadway district with lights on and the marquees up. And so as someone that really wanted to make sure that we did this in the right way, I thought, you know what, I'm going to let the national audience tonight hear some of this conversation as well. Straight ahead in the hour, you will hear from the great Brian Stokes Mitchell, who besides being a two-time Tony Award winner, during pandemic here in New York, he raised his balcony following his recovery from COVID. He raised his balcony window, leaned out, and sang his signature Broadway song, The Impossible Dream, or some people call it Quest, for the essential workers. He would serenade them every night as they were leaving the shift at 7 o'clock in the hospitals. And it became a little bit of an attraction in of itself. He'd start to draw crowds on the streets below. In fact, had the NYPD saying, oh, you're the guy. You're the guy that's doing that. He's going to tell that story and more tonight. He's also part of the Actors Fund, which has actually helped many actors that were out of work for the duration of the pandemic. We'll find out just how many that they did and how much money they paid out to help the actors. But the overarching theme of all of this discussion this hour is to let you know that theater is back and it can be done safely, and New York City is going to lead the way. But, you know, if you're in Sarasota to Portland, anywhere in between, support your local theater, support your local productions as they come through your towns as well. Now, real quickly, before we get to our first guest, Michael Riedel, Broadway historian, I want to update you on our CSI effort. I haven't given you an update in a few weeks. We had set a goal at the beginning of this year to help liberate 192 enslaved women that are in slavery in northern Sudan, and our friends at Christian Solidarity International always lead the way on this. I have great news to let you know that as of right now, heading into the fall, we have liberated 135 of those 192 slaves, which means that we have 53 women that we have not, that we have the access to liberate, but we have not done that yet. And for a gift of only $250, you not only liberate them, but you give them all of the tools they need to restart their life in South Sudan when they are relocated post-liberation. So if you would like to help us with this, we have 53 women that need your help. 888-342-1010 costs $250, one-time gift, or $25 a month for 10 months, or $50 a month for 5 months, or whatever. 888-342-1010. You can liberate one of those women tonight, and then know that your gift has set them free for life. 1-888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 1010 as we head into the fall, hoping to liberate those other 53. Now, I want to go to last night's broadcast. Michael Riedel, longtime Broadway historian, he's written two books on the issue of Broadway and what it means to the lifeblood of America and of New York City. Join me right at the top of the hour there from the Hunt and Fish.
We are at the broadcast for Broadway Studio at the Hunt and Fish Club on West 44th. And just right on cue, Joe Sebelia, Joe Piscopo's fabulous producer, brings me a martini with three olives in it.
Where's
how about that
martini?
For timing?
Where's my martini?
I don't think he knew you needed another, what'd you call it?
I'm calling it a curtain up. It's cranberry and some fun stuff to make it, you know, for Broadway's back.
So, Christine, back in the day before I invited you to come, you know, do this Friday night fun show with me.
Yeah.
I used to talk every week on Friday afternoons with Michael Riedel about everything that was going on Broadway. And then he went and got a job at the competition, and then I wasn't allowed to talk to him anymore. But
well,
he is back. He was with us last 2 weeks ago, and now he's sitting in
right.
And Michael, I remember when you used to do, what was the steakhouse you did the broadcast for AM 970 from?
We used to do it from Gallagher's. Yeah. And you would always come.
I'd come down and support you, and those
absolutely
were great shows.
Oh, they were fun, yeah.
But it's fun to have you here.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And I've been dying to ask you this. You've seen Broadway at its best. You've seen it shut down completely. What does it feel like to you tonight? I know you're on your way to see Six and probably going to have some other shows in your near future. What are you thinking? How are you feeling about it?
Well, I'm excited. I went to Tuesday. They had the opening of The Lion King, Hamilton, Chicago. And I thought I wanted to go to the opening of The Lion King because that was one of the great moments of my entire life in the theater, going out to Minneapolis. Nobody knew what The Lion King was. Nobody had any expectations for it. I was not a big Disney fan back in those days. And I liked the director.
And somebody said, we're going to do body puppets.
I know. And I thought, this is just going to be a total disaster. And I'll never forget, you know, being in the Orpheum Theater and seeing the Circle of Life for the first time, that brilliant Julie Taymor-designed opening with great Elton John, Tim Rice music. And the place went absolutely nuts. And I've never had that feeling in the theater again until Tuesday night when I was back at the opening of The Lion King.
Wow.
And the place went completely nuts for it. And that was thrilling. And then I ran over to Hamilton, which frankly is not one of my favorite shows, but since I know the theater owner, he snuck me in so they couldn't turn me away. And even at Hamilton, I still had a bit of a tear in the eye. So Six tonight will be the first show that I'll actually have sat through, a full show. I have not sat through a Broadway show since the opening night of West Side Story back in February 2020.
Well, and Six was in previews when it closed. It was supposed to have opening night on March 12th, I believe, right?
The day Cuomo shut down the city
right.
was the night that Six was going to open.
Right, and so here we are. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. But, Michael, earlier in the show, we had Brad Oster, who, as you know, is going to be in Mrs. Doubtfire. But on 9/11, he was in Producers.
Yeah.
And you have an interesting story about that, which we talked about last week, but The Producers is the show that you went to on September 13th when New York reopened. Way and when Broadway reopened New York.
Yeah,
right, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that was another incredible night in the theater because, you know, you remember, Christine, Kevin, we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know if there were going to be more bombs, terrorist attacks, but people braved Times Square, which, as Rudy Giuliani told me in the book Singular Sensation, was the top 10 list of terrorist targets was Times Square.
Right.
Yeah. But people went, all the actors went. I remember talking to Matthew Broderick, who was then starring in The Producers. And he said, we got the call to come to the show September 13th. And he said, we were like ready to go. He said, I was riding my bike up. And then as I got closer to Times Square, I had this moment of,
uh-oh,
what happens if they blow up the
right.
theater?
Yeah.
But they overcame it. And I went with Mel Brooks and Anne Bancroft. We sat at the back of the house. It was three quarters full, I would say. And the weird thing was, people didn't laugh at first. It was uneasy.
You didn't have permission to. Or at least
exactly.
You didn't feel like you had permission to.
But, you know, if you've got Mel Brooks, Nathan Lane, and Matthew Broderick, sooner or later you're going to start
laughing. They're going to crack you.
The only thing that they changed, I remember talking to a cast cast member, and he said the one thing that they changed was that night they had the sound effects of bombs going off in Springtime for Hitler, and they eliminated the bomb sound effects because they thought that would really upset people.
That would be a little bit...
And then at the very end, you know, Matthew and Nathan led everybody in the theater singing God Bless America, and it was incredibly moving.
Truly special.
Yeah.
Well, we're back. We're trying to get Broadway back. Michael Riedel, your anticipation of what you think is going to happen in the next few weeks. I mean, we've kind of staggered the opening, so it's going to give people like you an opportunity to kind of get a feel for it as you go along. But do you like what you're feeling so far?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement and energy in the air, and the press is certainly giving Broadway a big boost. But, you know, I wouldn't be a reporter if I didn't nose around and be a little bit cynical. And I think you got to look at Broadway when you hit January, February, March. Those are generally difficult times for the theater industry anyway. But let's face it, we don't have international tourism right now the way we had that turned Broadway into this multi-billion dollar business.
Trudeau's not even, or Biden's not even letting Canadians come down. So we can't even get the Torontons to come and think of...
You know, and the other thing that concerns me is, you know, we have this idiot mayor of ours who seems to not care one bit about crime, and the perception out there, because I talk to a lot of people who don't live in New York, the perception is that Times Square is dangerous again, and that always will always hurt the theater.
Right. Well, thankfully, we've got Chief Monahan here in the house.
All right, and that's just a little sample of Michael Riedel from last night's broadcast for Broadway. You're going to get to hear a lot more discussion, including Broadway stars of leading productions that are about to launch over the next couple of weeks. So stick around for the rest of the hour. Very special edition of Radio Night Live and a very special music selection from Brian Stokes Mitchell before.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I should take an option, dump myself into the ocean. Ain't nobody finished if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
See, I think if Sherry and Nelson want to have a real hit on their hands in Barcelona, they got to get the Hot Sardines to come and do our bumper music live. Anyway, Christine, ask me what I did today.
What did you do today, Kevin McCullough?
Today I did a short study on the careers of Pearl Sun and Samantha Williams because I knew I was going to have to talk to them, and I was really nervous.
Well, you know what? They are two amazing women on Broadway.
Being in the presence of this kind of greatness, and I am so honored and I'm blushing to have Samantha Williams and Pearl Sun joining us. Pearl is the new lead in Come From Away, and Samantha's play is Carolina Change. But you were also in the Tony nominated Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
And what else were you in that preceded that? Because there was one other thing that I.
Actually, that was my first Broadway show.
First Broadway. Yeah,
okay. I was in college before that.
Well, ladies,
not
welcome.
Bad show to start.
Yeah.
So glad to have you. First of all, when does Come From Away open? Because I know everybody, it's one of the big ones, and everybody's wanting to see the big one. So when does it open?
Yes, Tuesday, this coming Tuesday,
wow.
September 21st.
Next week. Get your tickets.
I know.
You know, that story is about a very difficult time,
yeah,
and the recovery that a little group of people on a small island gave to all these people that they were suddenly inundated with. What are you taking from this actual environment that you've been living through to apply to your role, and how you're going to communicate that story?
You know, I think we've seen a lot of the good and the bad over this period, and the parallels that I found is that there was goodness over this year and a half. There were people helping each other. There are frontline workers. There are volunteers, people who sacrificed,
yeah,
in order to help the community. And what better message to send out there than that right now?
Right. I think especially with the 20th anniversary of September 11th, just this past Saturday,
week,
we all,
yeah,
felt it. And there have been a lot of parallels tonight of, you know, bringing back Broadway after September 11th and bringing back Broadway now.
Yes.
How does it feel different, you know, to you?
I mean, you know, the shutdown in 9/11 was a matter of days, right? And so this shutdown is quite different.
18 months.
I mean, it's a remarkable time, and I hope we never see it again. That being said, I think and I hope that we have learned a lot over this period, and that we have grown to improve the way that we work and the way that we handle each other. I see it already in the way my company works, and I'm just grateful to be a part of the reopening of Broadway. It's a very exciting privilege.
Yeah. And I want to make a point of what she's kind of subtly referring to there. Pearl is stepping into a historic opportunity here, is she not? With
right. Well, now, with Come From Away, you have two leads who are Asian Americans, and
yes,
they are roles that are agnostic, if you will, right?
Yes.
But so it's the first time that you have a play where Asian Americans are playing roles that were supposed to, but
yes,
they weren't written as Asian Americans.
Yeah.
It's not like Miss Saigon or, you know,
it's not a typecast.
It's not a typecast.
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing that up. We, you know, myself and James Soul, we are two Asian American actors on that stage in a non-traditionally Asian cast show.
Right.
And we are the only two principal Asian actors on a stage in this Broadway season.
I just want to know how good your Newfoundland.
Sharing one stage together.
I just want to know how good your
Newfoundland accent is, because that's what you're going to have to break out for us.
Okay, well, these oysters look quite good. I don't know. And then the knife and the fork over there, and the napkin on the plate, you know.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot.
It's okay.
Samantha Williams, Caroliner Change. I'm sorry to say I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about the
Railway Line. I have tickets. I'm coming.
Oh, my goodness.
My friend Tamika Lawrence is in it, and Casey, and Kevin.
It takes place in Lake Charles,
which
is one of my favorite spots. I don't know if you've ever been there in Chile.
I did, yeah. So over the pandemic, I lived in Texas with my family, and Lake Charles was only like 2 hours away from my house.
Right.
So I took a little road trip to kind of do some research and see what the town was like.
But I do want to go back to pre-Caroliner Change, because Dear Evan Hansen, of course, had a huge initial run here in Broadway.
Right.
You got to be a part of something that was really special with that.
Yeah.
You were really young, too.
Yes.
This was your first thing. Talk to me about what that meant for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was my biggest dream realized. I was a junior in college, so I was 20 years old. I turned 21 with the show. And it was just the most beautiful experience of my life. Like, I had dreamt about that moment since I was 3 years old. So to finally see it happen and to learn just the ropes with a bunch of other kids who were doing it for the first time, too, was really awesome.
Cast. And
yeah.
You also have the Jimmy Award winner, right?
Andrew.
Which is the High School Musical Awards sort of competition, which is happening tonight.
So we'll
find out who won, and then they'll be the next stars.
Yeah. No, they really will. They really will.
Very exciting. So talk to us about what's next for you, because Caroliner Change is just going to be opening up like everything else is. What are you hoping to see happen for you in the next iteration here?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an important story to be told right now. For anyone who doesn't know, it's about a black maid who lives in Lake Charles, Louisiana in the 1960s, and just kind of the struggles of daily life of a black person, which is not a story we see often on Broadway or even in film or TV. So I just feel really lucky to be able to tell the story of my ancestors and bring that to the Broadway stage. So.
One of the things I noticed about you as I was trying to look up your past and where you've been is that you did a lot of YouTubes and things for people during pandemic.
Yes, I did.
It was kind of therapeutic. What I took away from it, it was almost therapy for you to be able to give to them like that.
Yeah.
What kind of feedback did you get? And what did it mean to you?
Yeah, it was so much fun to be able. I was home in my childhood bedroom, doing
little twin beds.
Yeah, doing Zoom plays and just trying to keep myself as creatively stimulated as possible. And it was a lot of fun. I feel like over the pandemic, I found a new joy for the art form that I feel can easily be taken away from you as a young artist, especially in this industry. So it was just so much fun to be able to allow myself to play again and share that with people and just have fun. That's all this really is.
Well, and also your generation lives on YouTube and TikTok.
They do.
Instagram.
I don't have TikTok. Yeah, I don't have TikTok, thank God. I'm not there yet. I mean, maybe I will soon, but it's definitely, social media is definitely the new platform of putting yourself out there.
Communication. And every person is their own media company at this
point.
Well, let me ask you, similar, you're a different stage of life than Samantha. You've had a chance to go through a little bit more in the industry than she has.
Yes.
How did you stay kind of sharp and keep yourself stimulated, as she said, during that long season when it seemed like nothing was going on?
You know, I did do some virtual concerts, and we did some developments of new shows. So I worked on the new Farewell My Concubine musical that's going to be coming through. And then I collaborated with Tom Kitt on a wonderful album called Reflect.
All right, Reflect, that's the new album from Pearl Sun, but she also opens this Tuesday in Come From Away, Samantha Williams opening in Caroliner Change very soon, just off Broadway.
Thank you for listening to GCN. be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Arizona Senate has struck a deal with the board of the state's most populous county after months of jousting over a controversial review of the 2020 election results. The problem stems from the Republican-led Senate's review of Maricopa County's 2020 election results. The Senate initiated an audit in July, and the results are expected September 24th. While the county handed over election ballots, voting machines, and other information, it refused Senate subpoenas for its routers, saying there was a security risk. Then Arizona Attorney General Mark Benovich gave the county until September 27th to comply with the Senate subpoenas. Under the new agreement, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors won't be required to hand over the county routers and other sensitive materials to the Senate's contractor, Cyber Ninjas. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Taking photos.
We're back. It's the Radio Night Live. It is our broadcast for Broadway, and we are live from the Hunt and Fish Club on West 44th Street. And Christine, we've been looking forward to this next section of the show for, I don't know, what, 3 months?
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. Yes,
because two of the most important people in all of Broadway are joining us here.
One of the most important people in my life is Joe Benincasa. And if you remember, when we started this radio program, Radio Night Live, which is intended to help rebuild and get people excited and enthusiastic about coming back to New York City, I couldn't think of a better guest to start off than Joe Benincasa.
He was on our very first show.
March 19th on St. Joseph's Day, so I thought that was great. And also we had Steve Guzzo, who, by the way,
that's
Steve
right.
Guzzo
He's
from
here.
New York Post is in the house with us
well,
as well.
And I owe a thank you to Joe Benincasa because he explained to me the whole importance of St. Joseph's rolls. So, I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, as the non-Catholic in the room, I was like, I don't know what this is. But anyway, and Joe, you have brought a very special guest with you as well. And I got to tell you, from the moment that he said he could be here tonight, everybody that was a part of this said, wow, this is special. This means something. Two-time Tony Award winner, Brian Stokes Mitchell, welcome to Broadcast for Broadway. So glad to have you.
It is so glad. I cannot tell you. See, I'm speechless. I can't even make words. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about the big, big thing. New York is on its way back. Shows are opening. People are going to the theater. Driving down 44th to get here tonight, I saw lights on theater billboards, and it just made my heart almost jump out of my chest. What are your thoughts as you're experiencing it?
This is what we've been waiting for a year and a half. And it makes me very, very happy because, as you know, from our work with the Actors Fund, we've seen a lot of people hurting. You know, people, I think, kind of are thinking, it's so great that the actors are back. It's not just the actors. It's the musicians. It's the crew members. It's the people running the theaters and their staffs. It's all
it's
the people.
97,000 workers, which
yes.
I learned today from Curtain Up when we were there and you opened it, but they kept emphasizing how many workers actually it takes to put on a Broadway show. 97,000.
Absolutely. People, I thank you so much for letting that number be known as well, because people don't realize there are all these people that you don't see. And knowing that these shows are back, that means 97,000 people are
right.
back
right.
in their jobs.
And that's just the theater workers. That doesn't count
yes.
all of these waiters, the staff,
the hotel. What was that number during the pandemic on the restaurant side? 127,000
yes,
or something like that?
And it's a $40 billion industry, which is the Broadway, including the restaurants, the stores, the shops, everything that goes into it. So,
yes.
Stokes Mitchell, we are so happy that you are here, and also Joe Benincasa from the Actors Fund. I want to get into what you did during COVID, but I also want to make sure that the Actors Fund was so important, and just tell us like how well you did.
Yeah, practically speaking, how did they get help?
Joe, why don't you take this one?
Well, you know, there are four areas of service at the Actors Fund. One is direct financial assistance and social services, our health care center and health insurance counseling, our housing programs, including our nursing home in Englewood, and then career center, career advice, helping people develop parallel careers or you know, so they can make a living if they're not performing or working backstage or front of house. Now, the numbers were about, you know, just some direct financial assistance to about 17,000 people all over the country. Financial assistance was about $23 million
wow.
that we provided. And we were able to raise that money because of the generosity of the creative community. People like Seth Rudetsky and James Weston,
wow.
you know, fantastic. Rosie O'Donnell, Bob Greenblatt, all these people stepped up.
How does that compare, though, to other years?
Well, in a normal year, our emergency assistance fund that Joe's talking about, we would give out about $2 million.
Wow.
1,500 people. So that really puts it into perspective.
Big time. 12 times the, that's just amazing. And are your members beginning to find, I mean, they're not among the 97,000 support workers we're talking about. Are they finding their way back? Not just in New York, but in other places.
They are. We started a program called Places Please, helping people return from where they moved to, if they have contract to work to come back to New York or to Chicago or Los Angeles. So it's an interesting program which provides direct financial assistance to help people find affordable housing, and we'll even put up the rent for that first month and helping people do that.
Joe Benincasa and Brian Stokes Mitchell joined Christine Nicholas, my special guest co-host for this special edition of the Broadcast for Broadway, the special broadcast we did last night here in in New York City tonight on Radio Night Live Coast to Coast. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. When we come back, a little bit more about what Brian Stokes Mitchell did during the pandemic to try to help his fellow New Yorkers, particularly the essential workers. And then before we're done, he will share his signature song. We got a great rest of the way here on Radio Night Live. Do not go away. You don't want to miss a bit of this as we continue the broadcast for Broadway on Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can't sleep. You can't eat.
There's no doubt you're in the
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
For those of you that are tuned in for the first time, the purpose of this show at 7 o'clock every night of the week here on AM 970 is to help New York come back. And we do that by dealing with different subject matters each night. We do finances on Monday. We do travel. We do wellness. We do legal. But on Friday, we have fun. And that's why I asked Christine Nicholas to be my partner in fun on Friday night. And Christine, I can't think of a better way to have welcomed Broadway back than what has happened here tonight. It's been so special.
It's been great.
And we're not done yet because Joe Benincasa and Brian Stokes Mitchell are still here. And there's some really admirable stuff that I think we need to pat some people on the back for. And I want to start with Joe. You talked about the nursing home, and I wanted to give you time to explain the work that is being done there because I do think it's very significant.
The Actors Fund has a division in which we develop and operate affordable housing. And one of the projects we have, one of the residences we have, is in Englewood, New Jersey. It's a nursing home. It's four levels of care. And I'm so proud that we have not had a case of COVID since April of 2020. 100% of our staff are vaccinated, and all of our residents have been vaccinated. Early on in the pandemic, Governor Murphy asked us to take some COVID patients in. We created a special unit there. Jordan Stroll is our administrator. He and his staff did a brilliant, brilliant job. And we're so proud that everyone's remained healthy.
Yeah.
And that's true for all of our residences in California, as well as Brooklyn and here in Manhattan. They've been really healthy places for people to live.
That's an excellent job. But Christine, I know that we were very grateful that Brian could be with us tonight, too, because he cemented a piece of New York's heart forever with his nightly serenade of the essential workers. And Brian, I want to know, where'd you get the idea? When did it strike you as saying, this is what I can do? I can encourage them as they're coming off of shift.
It was actually a very spontaneous thing. I had a very bad case of COVID last March, and I remember laying in bed, kind of recovering from it, and hearing at 7 o'clock at night this noise coming from the front room. I could hear my wife and my son making noise and clapping and shouting and hitting pads.
Ringing a cowbell,
and,
I remember.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly, all of that. And making all of this noise, and I called her and said, what's going on? She said, it's a spontaneous thing that New York City has just started doing. At 7 o'clock, everybody stops, and they clap, and they cheer, honk horns, ring cowbell, whatever they want to do. And so as I started getting better, I went to my own window, because we had enough windows, we could each be at separate windows, and we're five floors above Broadway, and I started cheering them on. In the meantime, I could feel COVID had gone into my lungs, but it was the end of it, so it didn't go very far. So I was vocalizing every day to kind of see
as a therapy to get your voice back.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And then one day, after cheering for all of the crowd, I thought, you know what, I think I feel strong enough to sing. And so I just spontaneously started singing The Impossible Dream from the window, and everybody in the streets, then they looked up, and then they applauded a second time. So I'm thinking of doing it just as a one-time thing. Next day comes, same thing happens, I'm at the window applauding for everybody, and then all the applause dies down, and I'm getting ready to lower the windows, and I hear from the street, sing the song! So that is what started me singing it for 2.5
so you
months.
Literally got, you literally got catcalled into continuing
yes,
to do it.
Yes, yeah.
Tell us, though, why you stopped, because this could have been the longest running show on Broadway had you kept going.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that, because I found it kind of like there was a bittersweet quality. I was literally singing on Broadway every night.
Right.
Meanwhile, all of my friends and everybody that I know were not singing on Broadway, you know.
Right.
So, but it's a nice thing because it started attracting quite a crowd. I never knew that it was so easy to get famous to just open your window and start singing out, because it's one of these things that went viral and people were calling me from Japan and from Australia and everybody saw this. But I was getting a little concerned because literally hundreds of people started gathering outside, and there was a police car that I was doing an interview across the street one day, and there was a police car parked across the street, and I thought, let me talk to this guy before I go up and applaud for everybody. And so I stopped, and the guy says, yeah, what do you want? I said, hey, I'm the guy that is singing from the window every night. He says, "Oh, Yoda guy." I said, "Yeah, you know." And I just wanted to. I'm getting a little concerned because I'm afraid, you know, there's going to be an accident or something. Because on a number of occasions, the police would literally come up and stop the traffic while I was singing. He said, "Yeah, well, you know, we love your singing and everything, but you know, my boss sent me here because we're afraid nobody's social distancing, and so he actually sent me here to break this up tonight." And I said, "Well, I'm singing for you guys too. You know, you're part of the essential workers. Is there something that I could do that is going to make your job any easier?" He said, "Don't sing out the window." And so that was the end. That was the last night that I sang. But I went to some hospitals after that and actually sang at the hospitals at 7 o'clock.
That's great.
But yeah.
Well, if you haven't seen it, you must go on YouTube and just Google Quest Brian Stokes Mitchell for COVID, and it's all there, and it really is beautiful. It is
and there are
gorgeous.
There are many network news wraps that the CBS Sunday Morning did a fantastic story, wrapped all the, together. And I feel bad because the next thing I'm going to do is a little bit self-aggrandizing, but my mom, God rest her soul, she died of cancer a number of years ago. She thought you were the cat's meow on Trapper John.
Oh, my goodness. You're going way back.
She was like, "Man, that Brian Stokes Mitchell." And she knew that I was that you were on our show tonight and that we were working for such a great cause of bringing New York back. She'd be so proud of me, but she pushed me off to the side and just wanted to get a picture with you.
I wish she were here. We could do it.
You've won the Tony. You've been at the top of the mountain peak. You've seen what Broadway has been through. What's your biggest hope and fear for the next year? What do you want to see and measure it by success, and what would you be concerned about if you saw it not going the right way?
Well, my biggest hope is that people are vaccinated and people feel confident and they can come back to New York and they can feel comfortable sitting and sharing armrests with strangers.
Right. Some of those seats are small.
They are, yeah, and laughing together and crying together and experiencing it. And if people need to wear masks to do that, that's okay to start off, because one of the great things has been just the few performances that I've done around here. I did Lincoln Center, 6 performances at Lincoln Center. That audience was so happy to be out and enjoying
the great Brian Stokes Mitchell as he shared his own thoughts with us just last night on a special broadcast here in New York, a version of Radio Night Live that airs Monday through Friday, but here on the national edition on Saturday. I wanted you to hear from his own heart, and when we come back, a special treat. Instead of the musical acts we had planned for our musical guests tonight, we decided to theme it for Broadway, so we had Come From Away's cast in the first hour, and Brian Stokes Mitchell will round out our show when we come back for our final segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market.
If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Glad to have you back, and hope that you will make an intentional effort to get to Broadway in the next year as we are bringing Broadway back. Now to end tonight's very special hour-long broadcast for Broadway, here's Brian Stokes Mitchell.
But I don't. To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable. To bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too.
Thank you.
now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.